Welcome to Pretty Gritty Talks.
We're your hosts. I'm Tasha.
Kayla.
And Lauren.
And today, we're going to be talking about ghosting.
Ghosting!
It's so ghetto.
Alright, so first outline is define ghosting. Kayla, you go first. You got something.
Ghosting is when you get into a situation with someone.
Ooh, situation shit.
With intentions to begin a commitment, but then out the blue, all willy nilly, you decide that you can't commit no more.
Ooh.
That you ain't in it to win it no more. That you ain't down to finish no more. And that's ghosting.
Poof, gone like the wind.
Yep.
Like Casper. let me think. Because ghosting for me is, one day y'all all chummy. And then the next day you text the man or the woman, whatever your preference is. And you don't get no answer back. You might be blocked. You know, you never know. You calling, you trying to figure out, and what happened?
What's going on?
What happened? So, I think that's ghosting in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Just a hot mess.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
We might know.
Oh, what's your question?
Pretty much the same thing. Like, somebody that acts like they're ready to commit and everything is all perfect. You know, the beginning of dating, everything's
the
all
the honeymoon phase.
You know, y'all laughing, y'all kicking it, y'all having a good time, and then out of nowhere, the texts start slowing up. That's how they start.
That is true.
You know, it was consistent at first, but now, I'm texting you maybe twice out the day. They just start to slow up, and then poof, they just gone. And you're sitting there did I do something wrong? What happened?
Or you be like, on to the next meal ticket. Okay. What else? No, I'm just kidding. No man is a meal ticket. Don't take that in the wrong way.
Unless you're a city girl.
Unless you're a city girl.
Or a high girl.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, where do y'all think ghosting came from?
I think it's a lack of, with men, it's ego. They don't want to tell you what's really going on with them. So what they do is they just go ghost instead of communicating and letting us know.
Because they don't know how to communicate.
I don't know. Why did God put men on earth and they don't know how to communicate? they only useful for a couple of things. And I'm just like, communication.
Right.
You're right
about that.
But it's how it is. I think that's where ghosting came from, and not wanting to tell the truth.
Yeah, I think in some circumstances, it's like they put their ego in the way for different reasons. Like for what you said, they don't want to communicate, they don't want to tell the truth. Or they sit there and they're like, oh, well, I'm interested in somebody else. Or this other girl who ghosted me back in the day, now she's talking to me again. So I'm finna ghost you because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right.
That's the other excuse they love to use. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to hurt you. They love saying that right there.
They love.
I don't want to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? You different. And then they be gone.
If I was so different, then why did you have to ghost me?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Niggas be lying.
Yeah.
I think they like the idea, of a relationship. But then when it started getting too deep, they're like, no.
Yeah. You
it's more efficient to see. I want to see what this over here about. So let me just ghost you. And I'll be back. Because, they always come back. But then by that time, I don't want you.
Last time I checked, I'm not a video. Not a movie. I am not to be put on pause.
Right. Yep.
You gonna either ride.
You don't get to treat me like an option.
No, because I'm always number one. Yes. Never number two.
Say that for somebody else.
So what are some generational anxieties with ghosting?
I feel like us as millennials got it real bad because we don't know how to communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, females typically know how to communicate their emotions, but when it comes to confrontation, you know, when things get a little uncomfortable, I think our generation tends to get a little anxious about things. And even when we do communicate, it's in a text message. So we don't even do it face-to-face like that no more. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, it'd be the guys that want to communicate in a text. They don't want to pick up the phone. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I have had that issue being in a relationship. Boy, pick up that phone when you mad at me. Because texting me ain't going to do nothing but make me call you out your name. Mm-hmm. That's not going to do nothing. I'm a person who talks and communicates. I've been raised that way. Mm-hmm. You have a problem? Say it. Don't sit here and text it, because I'm going to block you.
Because I feel like in text, like, it gives you time to think about what you're going to say. Versus in person, you can give me the real instead of, like, trying to text your friend and come up with an answer to give me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because once you get the text in, you get mad, all the stuff coming, and you start trying to figure out ways to get back at them. Like, ooh, what am I going to say? Mm-hmm. That's going to get up under their skin. Mm-hmm. And then you forget about the whole point of why y'all having a conversation right. in the first place. And that both of y'all need to be getting to a resolution. Mm-hmm. Instead of just sitting there responding and getting mad and arguing. Didn't turn into something else anyway.
Yes. Right. I think that's also a thing. Everything does not need to result in an argument. It is okay to just talk. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what men or even some women, when they're ghosting people, that's what they're afraid of. I don't want to argue, so I'm going to just go on and go about my business, because I know that's if true. I say something,
then it's going to be
a big argument. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sometimes that's on our part, because, you know, when women, we act out of emotion, and they'll be like, all of a sudden be like, well, I don't want this relationship no more. What? I didn't gain you some, and you gonna leave. So it's like, okay,
big mad.
So I think that's another reason why men do it in a way. They do, yeah. I don't want to argue with this girl.
I can see that, because we real quick to react, mm-hmm. and they just be like, whatever. You know, they don't deal with their emotions.
Right.
Us, we like, what is this about? We want all the answers right now. We want the evidence. You can't even just be like, well, you was doing this. When did I do that? And why? Did I do it because you did something? Mm-hmm. Do you know why I did that?
Then you start investigating.
Yeah, see, then it turned into a whole other thing.
Then they got amnesia.
Girl, they real good for getting amnesia.
Well, I don't remember. I don't recall.
I ain't do that.
And y'all know we be having all the details.
Well, baby,
okay, because
August the 2nd
at 3:20
at 4 p.m., you like this girl picture and you hearted it. Ooh. That's me.
I got the screenshot right here.
I got
here,
the screenshot.
So don't lie.
So do not lie. Because the moment you lie, I'm going to punch you in
and
your
face. And they lie about anything. They lie about anything.
Instead of being truthful. So I think that's
we're going to find out.
Oh, we always going to find out. Even after you ghost us, we still trying to figure everything out.
It always come back around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even if we're not looking for the answer, somebody going to come and tell us.
Girl, we gonna saw John over there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to be scrolling on our business when they be like, oh.
They not very good at lying.
We're going to put two and two together. Yeah.
So you ghosted me because you're trying to
do that.
Get with old girl.
Yeah. You know
and saying? Men do the same thing, y'all. I have plenty of homeboys and best friends that are guys. They do the same thing.
They do?
They just calm with it. You'll never know they do all this. Mm. You'll never see that those things. You just be like, wow. That's how I know how to do it. They the best FBI, because they're more secretive with theirs. You know, we cheat secretively, but they cheat. They search and they browse and they stalk secretively. We're more out in the open with our stalking. They good at it, girl. They good.
Mm-hmm. Not when it's useful, though.
Yeah.
They can't do nothing when it's useful.
Yeah. But they get down to the nitty gritty.
Yes. But where they fail it is that because they put all their business out there and they put all their business on social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'm telling you, I be knowing everything because they didn't put it out there.
But they have to go searching for all.
Mm-hmm.
They have to put two and two together. They got to think. That's where that logical comes in. Well, okay, she ghosted me, but she ain't posting her dude like that. She just posting her own. You know, because we do it. We do it when we go somebody and we in a whole different relationship. We don't post the whole thing. We post the arm, the ear, the eye, the toe. We post everything but the actual person. So they start putting two and two together.
Or even some flowers or something just to make them think.
I don't post nothing. That's why I don't nobody know. Unless I know you.
And that's simple.
Ooh. All right. Have you ever been... Or have you ever ghosted somebody?
Yeah.
Me
both.
Too.
Both. Yeah, I'm like,
both, yeah.
Ooh, can we tell us? Who got a story? Because.
I mean, I think we all got stories.
But
I'm going to tell y'all, like, I was thinking about this question, and I was like, well, dang, how many times have I been ghosted?
Thought about this question.
And I was thinking, and I only been ghosted one time by the one you liked. I thought it was more, but it was really just him.
Wow.
Like, I was really thinking.
I'm more of the, what you were saying before. What you say before?
Are you the ghoster?
When they ghost, but you already moved on to somebody else anyway.
Yeah.
Or somebody was already sitting there waiting anyway.
Yeah, that's when you have a lineup, you know. The drafting period.
Yeah.
When they doing basketball. Got lined up.
And you like, oh,
you
gone?
Oh, you gone?
Right. Oh, well.
I remember somebody in high school. You know what I'm talking about.
Which one? Because.
It was the one you didn't really even like anyway.
Oh, the one that we broke up and I didn't even know. But I already had.
Yes,
he came.
Yes.
I was already talking to somebody else. And then he came back like a week later and tried to break up with me. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's I already cool. moved on anyway.
Boy, this is the OG
right here.
She's the OG ghoster.
OG.
I didn't know we were still together.
Wow.
And didn't he get mad?
I don't think. He was a little petty.
Like, how you gonna break up with
but
me and be mad?
Like,
that I was gone from you. Like,
and then.
Disclaimer, moved on.
All right,
moved
Lord.
On.
What you all right,
I think
us?
I think I have.
Oh Lord.
I've actually ghosted a couple of people. Mainly one. You know, I was trying to figure out him because he liked toes, y'all.
Not toes.
Toes. He thought toes were very, 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 very pretty.
What age is this? Cause you know you usually don't get into people that like toes. To you like grown.
Yeah, I was grown.
You was grown. Okay. I was like, is this school?
No, this was grown.
Okay.
Like this was definitely grown.
I'm like, but
it was different. He was a little bit older than me. He was just a little bit older than me.
And he was look at that.
And I was just like,
grown men like toes.
They like toes.
Your father liked toes too.
Wow.
He did. Wow. I always love looking at my feet.
Looking at the feet. But it's a difference when you're looking at them and you that's the only thing you see.
I thought you said licking in my feet.
No! Looking.
Let me register that real quick.
That's a whole different conversation.
Not,
yeah, a whole different
not
podcast.
Licking at my feet. Licking at my feet.
What you eating on? Make sure you get your words out. Don't tell these people your business.
Not licking at my feet. I mean, looking with your eyes.
Not licking.
Licking. What you want?
Doing these? I'm like, what?
Wow.
Maybe I need to take this gum out.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna
bring it back.
Rewind.
Wrong conversation.
Y'all, looking with your eyes.
Okay.
Pretty tough.
But yeah, I think that was the one. He was a little weird, y'all. He kind of gave me those kind of vibes.
Creep vibes.
I was about to say, which, yeah, the creep vibes or the predator vibes?
Yeah.
Or the murder vibes.
And then he was too subtle. I think I really didn't like him for the simple fact that we went out. We went out downtown, and this guy grabbed me. He grabbed me as he wanted to talk to me, like
the one you with the toes or another one.
No, another guy. Me and him are on a date though.
Oh, what? He didn't do nothing.
And didn't do nothing. And somebody else grabbed me. He just walked by.
That was
I was
a
like,
red flag right there.
I was like.
You could have got snatched up.
Yeah. And you didn't do anything.
At that point, you knew he wasn't no protector.
No, and I didn't want him no more. Mm. So you got ghosted. And then tried to ask, like, because I, you know me, once I ghost you, I'm going to let you know you ghosted. So I went on Snapchat.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah, I went on Snapchat, and I didn't tell him per se that you ghosted. I sent a supplemental and I was like, these blah 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 blah. I ain't gonna tell you what I said. Mm-hmm. And he came back and he was like, did I do anything wrong? And I was like, you did everything wrong. You did.
In true Lauren fashion.
You did everything wrong. I think the second time, guys, is when I got back with my boyfriend. We went on like a little 1 month hiatus because I got bad attitude, y'all. Y'all don't even know. So, and I start. Yeah. I start dating, well, talking to someone else, mainly because he was flashy. He was, I got money. He was flashy. So I was like, ooh, he got all his money. He talking about he want to buy me this and buy me that. Well, might as well have my fun. Yeah. And one night I was just like, he's boring. And yeah. I was like, he's really, there's no substance to him.
Mm-hmm. So, all he got is money.
All he got is money and it's nothing else there. And he really didn't have that either. So he was just, he just knew how to make it look like he did.
Yeah,
one day I woke up and I was like, I called my boyfriend and I was like, I don't want to be single no more. Yeah. I don't like this. And the next day he texts me and I just looked at it and I was just like, I'm good. I'm good. You ain't it, baby. Mm-hmm. You can keep cash apping me though if you want to. I'll take it.
That's the inner city girl.
Mm-hmm. A little hot girl in there, you know. But that was about it. I think that's it. And I don't really think I got ghosted much.
I definitely got ghosted. I had a whole relationship and all we did was ghost each other. For 4 years.
Oh, God.
That was toxic. That wasn't ghosting.
It was very. Like,
yeah. High school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's all we did was ghost each other.
They were very toxic.
Oh, wow.
They dated for a long time. They were toxic in middle school. Like, how you gonna have a toxic relationship in middle school? In middle school, she called, girl, you're making my head hurt. And I laugh about it now that I'm grown, because I'm like, yeah. How they gonna have a toxic, like,
yeah.
They act like a grown couple in middle school.
She making your head hurt.
He trying me today.
Stressed.
Like,
not stressed out.
Oh, yeah, she was stressed out.
He was really pressing them nerves. Them last little middle schoolers.
But he was something else. Mm. His whole entire life, entire school time, he was. I was still Oh, I guess I'm supposed to tell us if I go stick.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever.
Yeah. We waiting on your team.
Yeah, let me see. I think I ghosted a few people. But it's just like, you know, after you're talking to somebody for a while, I just, you know, I get, what's that word I'm looking for? I lose interest fast.
Bored.
Yeah, so I'll just be like, or like.
No, you be looking for reasons to lose interest.
Sabotage.
Yep. But it'd be good self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like. You didn't need them. Like, so.
And like the last guy I ghosted, which. I should have been more of an adult about it, was because he had two kids. And
oh, yeah.
I forgot all about him.
But what I should have done was communicated to him that I don't think I'm ready for all of that. Like, I'm not in the mindset.
That's a lot of responsibility.
That's a lot of responsibility. That's what I should have did instead of going ghost, because that was childish.
But he knew, though.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew.
He takes him a lot. He was like, I must got too many kids for you.
Two.
I'll just stop liking somebody and I'll be like, yeah, I'm not gonna talk to you no more.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
But the mature version of me would know. Let me explain why I don't see a future.
Maybe a little later. Just a little later. they ask, why are you not calling me anymore? And I'll be like, well, because I don't like you no more. I'm sorry.
This wasn't what I thought, you know?
I thought you was this type of man and you actually this. Ooh. That's a whole different conversation for a whole different
That day. Is a different conversation.
And don't let me get started on the one who ghosts me. Because I'll be here talking all night.
Don't let me get started on the one who ghosts ghosted you.
Where you going? Just act like, whew, that just, hope all is well.
That's
hope
all.
Hope all is well.
We're gonna end that
to this day.
To this day.
Mm-hmm.
To this day. No. Fuck you.
And I thought he was the one, y'all. I was like, yeah, that's he is.
He was a good example.
He was a good example
of what the one is.
Could have been.
Yeah. God was showing me this is what you can have. You can have better, but let me just give you, you know,
a little sneak peek.
A sneak peek.
You're gonna be mad, but it's okay.
I gotta teach you something real quick. I'm gonna show you something real quick.
Gotta show you a little bit of the ghosting.
You see, it was like everybody ain't raggedy.
Everybody ain't raggedy.
But they do. Yeah. They got a little raggediness in them, in a way.
Yeah.
Just, you know, everybody do. Because we do.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got a little sprinkle of raggedy.
Yep. Just a little. Sometimes people, you know, they got a lot more sprinkles
than the other. Some people just raggedy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's it.
That's just their whole
character.
That's
all. Yeah, that's all of them.
But at the same time, I think raggediness is a must. You know, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because sometimes when you do ghost people, it does be for the right reasons. And then you look back at it and you're like, dang, you know. And then the ones that you didn't ghost, you wish that you should have ghosted.
Mm-hmm. And the ones that ghosted you wish that they hadn't. They'd be like, oh, you know what? She looking good. Let me try to slide in them DMs.
You know something about that? Let me watch a couple of them stories. Or all of them.
I'm dead. Don't nobody be watching.
How you been? Anymore. You don't need to know how I've been.
Good.
I wasn't worried about how
I've
been.
Blocked.
See, that'd be my problem. Either I'm ignore you, and then when they ask why you ignore me, I mean, you wasn't worried about how I've been, and then you know.
The audacity.
It's just best for me to ignore them before I charge them up.
We came to the conclusion that audacity is free.
Girl.
It's free. It's definitely free.
Definitely.
Smack, smack, smack. Okay. The next subject is the side effects of ghosting or being ghosted.
Ooh.
Now.
You kind of started on the side effects of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we all touched on it a little bit. Because, you know, the immediate response, especially with women, we thinking, did I do something?
Mm-hmm.
Was I too interested? Was I too uninterested?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not into playing games. Like, I know everybody, like, you know the game. But I'm too... What's the word that I'm looking for?
You're a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, I'm that too.
It's no need. To be honest with you, it's no need for games.
Like,
no point. There's no point.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, they'll be like, they don't want nobody to play games. But really, you do want somebody to play games.
You are the game. You made the game.
Just like dumb stuff. Like, if you want to call somebody... I don't believe in, let me call him 5 hours later and pretend I didn't see his phone call. Like, that's dumb to me.
Yes. Definitely a hot mess. I think the side effects.
Me both sides.
Sorry, you guys. But I think the side effects of ghosting. Well, I don't know nothing about them because I don't really care about the ones that I ghosted in a way.
You did what you had to do.
I had to do what I had to do. But if being ghosted was, I think the side effects is we tap into our insecurities.
Yeah.
We start like, well, maybe my this wasn't right or my that wasn't right. Maybe I need to be slimmer. And it weighs on our mind.
I need to be like her. Maybe I need to be like this.
Mm-hmm. And it really does go into that insecurity phase and what I need to do to make myself better. When in all actuality, you don't need to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't you that, you know, was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was always that person who decided to be like, well, you know, they had their insecurity, so they did without talking, without communicating. So I think that weighs on our mind, and it causes us to sometimes get depressed, sometimes wonder why. Excuse me, guys. And beat ourselves up for no reason.
Yeah.
We don't need to beat ourselves up. Hey, right. If you ghost me, like I said before, I got a draft line pick over here. You know? I'm not like that no more. So, if a boyfriend is listening, I ain't like that no more. I have changed.
Yeah, I don't have them problems no more. Mm-hmm. I ain't had a problem. I don't talk to nobody.
I'm out here single.
Oh, yeah.
She the single one. Miss Tasha.
Whole brand new set of props.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that one. It's different.
Problems don't stop.
At all.
When you got the grown relationships, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they not like high school.
Boy.
Where you can just go ghosting and say, your mama took your phone.
Boy.
Because that was my line all the time. My mama took my
phone.
Really? For about 3 months, going, don't worry, my mama ain't take my phone for no 3 months. So, yeah, it's totally different.
It's a different game.
And I think that's a lot of what goes on with people. They still in the high school mindset.
Yeah,
that's why ghosting is so big in our generation.
A lot of people aren't mature. And I think, too, like, you know how you said, like, we'll start feeling insecurities, like, what did I do? I don't think we ever think that the man maybe thought he wasn't good enough for us. Or maybe he, you know, he thought, you know, oh, shoot, I'm not ready for her, or whatever the case may be. We never think about it on that side.
Yeah. I've heard something, some people say that, and it came from a woman's perspective. Some men are different than we are.
Yeah.
They want to have everything together in a relationship. They want to have the money. They want to have a car. They want to have a house. They want to have the success. So if they don't have it, they tend to think that, well, I got to go get it first and then come into this relationship with it. Different. While women, we like fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
We just jump off the ledge.
We damn
fuck like,
off.
I can get myself together. I can get myself together while we're in a relationship.
Yeah, we can get ourselves together.
And typically,
together.
That does not happen.
Yeah.
Women become more absorbed in their lives instead of...
That is very true.
You know, having their own life.
Yeah,
so...
Compromising to make them comfortable.
Yeah.
And then after the relationship, after y'all break up, that's when women start bossing up.
Mm-hmm.
While men, they like, well, I did everything. I have my success story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
I know my girl.
Yep. We're not doing that today. You're not going to get on that subject today.
Or mixed school.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, well, you had...
Or girls with good hair.
Yeah. You've had all this success. So I think that's what men play it out in their head. I'm going to just go and do what I got to do to make myself successful. And then I'm going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Some men just trifle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some men do that.
But some men, if you have a real man and you don't know why, and he was doing everything, making sure you were good, loving on you and everything like that, and he just dipped out of nowhere, you got to ask yourself, what caused him to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the side effects of ghosting.
Yeah, because I think at some point, at a certain age, I just realized that everything ain't about us.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, some stuff, like, the things that people do, even the things they do to you,
mm-hmm.
half the time it's not even about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your fault. It ain't got nothing to do with you.
It's their own
issues.
Mm-hmm.
They own issues. They own traumas. Sometimes they own demons.
Mm-hmm.
Some people need to get together.
Mm-hmm. And it's God protecting you, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's trying to show you, like, baby, little baby, you don't want the problems.
I'm trying to tell you, come over here. Let it go.
And he'll keep trying to save you. And that's where they be going when they be ghosting. That be guy like,
hurry up. Come
on.
Come on. Look this way.
Where you getting back.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you something better.
Yeah. Like, you ain't going to get it right now.
Yeah.
You're going to be hurt, but I got you.
And that's where a lot of things where you know, you're going to be hurt. You're going to have that heartache and everything.
And you can feel it. You can have that heartache. Don't let nobody
tell you. Don't dwell in it.
Mm-hmm. Don't be hurt. Why are you crying? Look, some people got to cry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people are super dramatic. Some people got to sit in the closet.
And don't let nobody tell you it has to be
a
big time frame, like, for you to feel some type of emotions. Because people be like, well, it was only 3 months, okay? Some people can feel things in 3 months.
Yeah, some people real, real, you know, emotional.
Invested. Mm-hmm.
And so,
some people might not feel nothing in a year. Like, that's it just depends on the person.
Oh my gosh, girl. There's people in whole marriages don't even like each other. Don't even know each other.
Oh, that part.
And been together for years.
There's a lot of people in relationships that don't know each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Time ain't always.
And then that's where the ghosts would come in again.
Yep, see? Mm-hmm.
Husband and wife should have ghosted each other 10, 20 years ago.
They listened to the signs.
They was looking at the toxic. Ooh,
or they ghosting each other in their marriage.
Yep. That's a whole different conversation.
I'm sort of like, boy.
Come in the house. She in one room and he in another. Mm-hmm.
They ain't even friends no more. Oh, girl. And that part. People need to learn to be friends. Like
first.
Yeah, don't get too invested. Like, learn the person. Because they lying about who they are majority of the time the first 3 months anyway.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe 6 months.
Get the representative. You got to think about the part that, you know, we are humans. And once we get grown, you know, we all grown now. You getting to know yourself.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
You might be a new person next week. Mm-hmm. And it might not have had nothing to do with anybody else.
Yep.
And then y'all might not be on the same page no more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta think.
Some you can even be in a relationship for so long and don't know each other.
Yep. Like y'all brand new people all of a sudden.
You wake up one day and you just have a whole different mindset about life.
You're like, I don't like ketchup no more.
I want mustard.
Yeah. And your husband wake up putting all this ketchup on your fries and you like, I don't like ketchup no more. And he looking at you like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
Because the
like
woman
ketchup.
I know like ketchup. Ketchup on everything.
That's where a stranger in my house come in.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Cause
and that be happening. And you gotta accept it.
Yep.
And go on about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Either you gonna learn that person.
Right.
Or you gonna move on.
Exactly. Right. You gotta that's the thing that happens, at least when you're gonna try to move forward. If you see that the relationship is worth it,
mm-hmm.
let me put the quotes and the stars and asterisks around that. If it's worth it, if you see value in this person and this person helps you grow as well as you helping them grow, then, you know, y'all can talk about compromises.
Best example. I've been watching Girlfriends.
I love Girlfriends.
Maya and Darnell.
Ooh,
best example of what she just said is Maya and Darnell. She was elevating. She was becoming who she was. Mm-hmm. She was tapping into her inner self, and he didn't know what to do about it. He was steady trying to keep her at that 15-year-old Maya. So what happened was she started looking for affection elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shouldn't have been looking for affection for that square that she was looking for.
Girl.
But she started looking for affection. He said all the right things. He knew her in a sense. So what happened was she started falling for him, but not realizing that she was married to Darnell. Right.
Yeah.
And that's all she had to do, she should have been communicating everything she felt in their marriage, but she was communicating with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, they divorced. They got, you know, they separated.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Darnell came. And that's the part right there. Darnell came when he finally decided that they needed to separate. And he was like, you don't want this life.
No.
He saw it. He saw you.
He
you
knew
want
it.
More than this. He loved her enough, unconditionally.
To let her go.
To let her go and let her get whatever it was.
But he didn't ghost her.
And he didn't ghost her. Yeah.
He let her know.
He let her know. He was like, this is why we can't be together right now. Because you on another... You're on another dimension, you're on another level, and I'm happy where I'm at. So he was like, I'm going to let you go so you can be free, so you don't resent me for the rest of our lives, you know?
And in the end, they came back.
Yes.
They were
I'm waiting for that.
Even better.
Oh, you waiting for that? I'm sorry.
I'm not there yet.
Okay. Well, I ain't there yet.
Well, you know, I haven't seen it, but I ain't got there yet.
Yeah.
I remember the episode, but I was in high school the last time I watched Girlfriends. It was on YouTube back in the day, all the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I binge watched it. But I don't want to tell everybody else. They ain't seen it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to watch it again. I'm starting fresh on Netflix, but I'm only on like episode 3. So I can vaguely remember them breaking up, but I can't remember details.
I'm at the end.
I just finished my sister, so.
See, I was supposed to finish sister, but Girlfriends came out, so I was like, I can't wait.
That's what happened.
No, that's how I was about the game. I finished the game like that.
I need to go back to Fetter Sister Sister.
Yeah. We can talk about Melanie and Dern because they was toxic too.
They were toxic. They got on my nerves. That's probably why I can't watch it.
They were the two that needed to ghost each other.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
Like
yes.
for real. They needed to.
It's all going on.
All right. We're going to move on to the next segment.
Oh, yeah, because we drifted.
So now for our conclusion, you know, try to help the people out. What to do next time. Don't ghost nobody, y'all. That's childish. It's very immature. Especially in your adult life. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what to say about, like, high school kids. I mean, I didn't date in high school.
Or, like, early college years.
It's a little different then.
You gotta be a little stupid and a little messy. Mm-hmm. You know, in your 2021s. I'll be a little stupid, a little messy, but after that, it's all right.
And I don't feel like anybody should really be getting too serious, especially in high school. I mean, you young. You don't even know yourself, so.
You don't even know. Like, you just
that saying, boy ghosts you.
You don't even know yourself.
Yeah. Either.
Don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
And don't start beating yourself up.
Yeah.
Like, I know y'all gonna do it, because
it's life.
You young. But don't do it.
Yes.
Like, y'all got so much life to live.
You
like,
ain't gonna see that person next 3, 4, 5 years.
Then you're gonna look back and be like, ooh, I like you.
For what?
Because you gonna glow up. All y'all gonna glow up after high school. I be looking back like.
Well, some people dim down.
Yeah. You know? And that's what I mean. Like, a lot of the guys that you were like, ooh, like, you look at them now and you like, yikes.
What happened
to you?
And then the ones that you thought were, you know, lanes and squares, they turn out to be the ones that are better men.
But I ain't discriminating.
Because I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, the one that asked me to prom, he glowed. Is glue a word?
It's like, glow.
He glowed up.
I'm about to say, did he glue up?
He glued up. Look. Now I sound like Young Miami flewed out. But I was like, oh, like, you look like that. And this was, like, I want to say a year after we graduated, where I was working, he came into my job. I'm like, that was quick. That was a quick glow up.
He didn't waste no time.
Mm-hmm. But he, like, he happy now. He got a whole family. I think they've been together for, like, some time now.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I didn't want to go to prom with him. Because my so-called friend said he had a booger on his shirt.
Not the booger on the shirt.
And I was like, oh, he did. But he looked better. A whole lot better.
I think he did.
I mean, he was trifling.
Yeah, I'm like, I said he ain't about nothing.
He was trifling.
You didn't dodge no bullet. I mean, you did dodge the bullet. Yeah.
Dodge the bullet.
But I was like,
the old booger one.
he had a book on his shirt, but knowing the girl who told me that.
I remember that day. I was like, what?
Like, did she really see a book on his shirt? Was she lying? Because you don't know.
Certified hater. For no reason.
But I was like, won't be going to prom with him. I'm going to just go with my girls and have fun.
That's what I did.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about prom on another
episode. Prom was a trip, y'all. We need to have an adult prom.
Yes. Class reunion. I want to see everybody.
I don't.
All right, y'all. So, anybody else got any conclusions? Other conclusions?
No. Be safe out here in these streets.
Communicate.
Elevate.
And grow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Know yourself.
Motivate.
Yo.
I'm rhyming up here. Okay. All right, y'all. That's it. Stay tuned for episode whatever is next. Bye.